was wondering who in the last sugya we saw yesterday, that Tosis is machadish pivachai v'korvin means even connected angel. Rashi is chalik on Tosis. Anochum is v'dayik. Rashi increases is chalik on Tosis. The Shita has a very interesting shayla. According to Tosis, if Pir is machai v'korvin, he asks, Beseder, he's neman al atzman, but how could the kohanim be makrivit? Haredi, he can't be makriv, he needs kohanim to do avodah. As how are the kohanim going to be makriv? As one mahalach in the Shita is, enoch inami, the kohanim could be makriv. And the second mahalach in the Shita is, it's talking about where he's a kohen, he's going to do the avodah himself. As you see, the Shita has a garim jesanta shayla. According to Tosis, that adam neman alatzma yosemi meya edim, is it the pshat that he's only neman for himself, but for the kohanim he's not neman? Or klapi and yane kapara, which is his inyan, the Torah gave him nemanis even klapi other people. To the shyness in the sheep, Ryan just to know what the shyness of the Lakis is. As the Gemara made makes a pircha, Elamala Pir, she came Enoi Bachosha Bazama, Taima Be'edim, she Yeshnoi Bachosha Ubazama. As Rashi says, Pir is Enoi Bachosha Bazama. Stelt the Shita on Rashi, the Gemara says two things. It's Eina Bachosha, the Eina Ba'azama. But Rashi is Mazber only one of them, that it's Eina Bachosha. Why wasn't Rashi Mazber? It's Eina Ba'azama. Why wasn't he mashma the Eina Ba'azama? Azok, the Shita, Rashi holds it's not Shayich Hazama by Pip, by Udaz Baldin. The Emes, Cain is Mefurish, the Gemara repeats itself after it makes the Sarashava, that it's Lesa, the Tyrus Hazama. Rashi says, Piv Gabe Ado, Lo Shayich Hazama Kla. Rashi on Dalit on it. Tzarech Bir, what's the pshat? Why isn't it Shayich Hazama by Piv, by Hoda? In fact, the Rach speaks out, it's here. He's Maide, that he was in a certain place, and he borrowed money, and he's Chayiv, and it was on Sunday, and the Edom say, Imanu HaYisem, and you were in a different place on that Sunday. As the same way by Edom, it's Shayich to say, Hazama, why isn't it Shayich Hazama by Haida? He says Mefurish, that's the seer of Haida would be Shayich Hazama. If Edom would come and say, Imanu Ayisem, but Mamakam Acher. Because why does Rashi learn it's not Shayich Hazama? Because Lechaira, the Kivun in Rashi, is an interesting story. By Haida's Baldin, why are you Neman? Because you're Machayev yourself. The only thing you're neman on is not on the guf of the uvda, because anyway you're not believed on the guf of the uvda. The only thing you're neman on is this chayvus that you're chayvus. As when you say you were b'makom pliny and on this day, that's not part of your haidah, because that's irrelevant to the chiyuv. By edus, edus is giving over facts, giving over the mitzias. A chelik of the mitzias is the time. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Darshan said, a chelik of the mitzias is what day, what place. These are all chalokim in saying over the mitzias and the maisa. As by edus, the edus is on the maisa shahaya. As a chelik of the edus is the day and the place. As a chayach hazama. By hadas baldin, it's not a parsha of edus. It's an emunis, l'chayiv. We believe you that you're chayiv, as only klapi l'chayiv you believe. But anything else is not a chelik of the haidah, and in Mela it wouldn't be shayich azama. So you see in Rashi, interesting. continues the Gemara, and we fall away, we're not learning it out from Maida Mimixis, we're learning it out from Maida Echad. Maida Echad Shein Mechai V'Mamin, Mechai V'Shvua, Eidin Shein Mechai V'Noisei Mamin, Ein Eidin Shein Mechai V'Noisei Shvua. So Rashi, what's the Seer of Eid Echad Shein Mechai V'Shvua? Tano Chaveiroi, Mara Li B'Yadcha, Huama Ein Lecha B'Yadi, there's a diak in Rashi. Rashi says that Sira Veid Echad is talking about when it was Toyanoi Chaveiroi. And Ruvain was Toyveya Shimon, and Eid Echad is made like him. We already had Tosis before on the bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosis says that the din of Shavuos Eid Echad is even when there is no Tviya. It's a Chiyav Mishum Eid Echad. It has nothing to do with the Tviya. Even if the guy's a Shema, he doesn't know what happened. About Filu Hachi and Eid Echad is Mechayit. Rashi over here sets up the seer of Eid Echad that it's talking about when there's a Toiveya. Meduyik in Rashi, that Rashi learns that you need a Tviya by an Eid Echad. And Ma'od Yitochin, the reason why Rashi learns this way is Mishum the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara is going to make a Pircha on Eid Echad, and the Gemara is going to say, we learn it out of a Tzad HaShoveh. From Eid Echad and Ma'od Yitochin, what's the Tzad HaShoveh? Ayidei Taino Ukfira Hein Bayin. Zog the Chedushei Aran on the Gemara over there, the lashon of the Gemara, Ayidei Tainu Kvira Hein Bayin, and the Fi Rashi, the Tzad HaShoveh is from Eid Echad. Do you in the Gemara that you need a Taina for Shavuos Eid Echad? As it comes out, Rashi had a mokor from the Hemshech of the Gemara that the Gemara says, Ayidei Taina, Shavuos Eid Echad is Ayidei Taina. Because the Gemara makes a Tzad HaShoveh, Ayidei Tainu Kvira from an Eid Echad. Tzas L'Choyra is a Makkah to Rashi from the Hemshech of the Sugya. If you're the other Rishonim that learned, you don't need a Taina, you have to know how to answer the Gemara later on. Bez Hashem, we'll see. As that's Nekuda number one. Taina the Gemara on that. Ma'ale Echad, Shekein al Mashu Meir Unishpa, Taimer Ve'edim Shal Mashu Koifer Unishpa. Zok Rashi, Malei Dechod, Hechi Yod Vishvuz Dishnayim. Vishvuz Dechod, Malei Dechod, Shekena Mashe, Meir, Unishpa, Lachisha. Taimer Vishvuz Dechidim, Shena Nishpa, Mashe Idol, Mashe Loi Idol. Minayin Chol Lahachme, Kol Kach. As in the Ritva over here, there is a very Yesedis Dikar Ritva. The Ritva says there's two ways you could argue on the Yalfus. One way of arguing on the Alfusa is called a Pircha. It means the Alfusa, there's a Mokum to learn it out. We have a Pircha. We have a Shaila on the Alfusa. Even though the Inyanim are similar, but there's a Pircha. As on a Pircha, you continue, you make it Tzad HaShoveh. You could get out of the Pircha. He says there's another kind of a question. It's Einai Bechlal Adimyan. How could you compare the two things? They have no Shaychis to each other. It's Bechlal not Shaya. Loshen HaRitva, it's not a Pircha, it's an Einai Inyan. He wants to be Medayik Rashi, that Rashi learns this is an Einai Inyan. Because by Eid Echad, Nishbal Mashu Meyid. But over here, you're not Nishbal Mashu made, it's Bechlal Einoi Min Yonoi. That's the Lashon of Rashi, Nain Lechol Lahachmer Kol Kach. Abba Frek the Ritva on himself, that it's Muhak from Rashi, not that way in the Hemshech, because Rashi learns the Tzad HaShoveh is from Eid Echad, Voidos Eidim, and Moedim Mimiksas. Bishleima, if it's a Pircha, it's Shaykh, it's Tzad HaShoveh. But if it's an Eino Inyan, it Bechlal has no Shaykhis, how could you be Machnes it into the Tzad HaShoveh? That's what the Ritva is on Rashi. muach in Rashi that Rashi learns this is just a pircha. It's not an imeinay inyan. It's arach bia lachayit imeinay inyan. Over there, you're being nishbal mashu made. What does it have to do with the tzirvay does edim where you're not being nishbal mashu made? Aleph, that's the shaila on Rashi. Beis, even according to the Ritva, there's another shaila. What was the Havamina of the Gemara? The Havamina of the Gemara was totally off the wall, meaning we compared two things that have no shaykhis, and Zod the Gemara. You compare two things that have no shaykhis, it's Bukhlal and Meinu Yinyin. There's no shaykhis one to the other one. I mean, the Gemara doesn't bring things that have no shaykhis, Bukhlal. As if it's Meinoi Inyan, you can't learn out one from the other. Because it's Bechlal not Linyanoi, as what was the Havamina of the Gemara to learn it out? As number one, the Shaila is Lefi Rashi, Lefi the Mechagona, and Lefi the Ritva, it's also a Shaila, Lefi the Havamina. What was the Tzad to learn it out of Eid Echod? By Eid Echod, it's such a strong question. He's Nishmael Mashu Mei. As L'chayra Mikan is a grace of Makkah, that the Hamamina of the Gemara was, you could compare it. The Hainu, a gather in the Chiyav of the Shvua of Eid Echad. The Gemara and the Hamamina learned that the gather of the Shvua of Eid Echad was, the Eid makes a drara, a shash meshaker on the Nitva, the guy the Eid is being made against. As by Hadas Edim, the Hadas Edim makes a drara also. Not only on what the Edim on Me'idim they're making a drara, but they're making a drara on the rest of the case also. He was kai for 100, Edim come and say 50, you're a liar. As that makes a drara that you're being Meshaker on the other 52. As the Gemara had a Havamina that the Machayiv is the drara. As by Hadas Eidim there's a Drara, and by Eid Echad there's a Drara. As Madach the Drara of Eid Echad is Machayev, as what in the Drara of Hadas Eidim should be Machayev, even though it's not al Mashu Meid, but who cares? Harei, it's a Drara also. There's a Shash Meshaker also. And the Gemara is Doicha. The Shaila is what's the Tchia? Rashi will learn the Gemara is being Doicha, that the Drara of being Nishbal Mashu Meid is a stronger drara, because you're being, the suffix is on what the Eid spoke about. As in a form, it's a stronger suffix because the Eid spoke about this. As that makes a stronger suffix than Hadas Edim, where the Edim didn't speak about the other 50. As being that it's a stronger suffix, as there's a pircha, you can't learn it out. That's what Rashi means. Minayin chala hachmer kol kach. It's a pircha. The Hainu, it's a stronger suffix, a stronger machayim. I said you can make it tzad shabbah from another machayim, but you don't have the pircha. Aber the Ramban and the Ran learn that the Gemara the Maskan is tiny, it's an einoy inyan. Oy yitachin, they learn the machayim of Eid Echad is not the drara. The Machayiv of Eid Echad is the Eid is Neman, and the Shvua is Lahachish the Eid, because the Eid has Nemanis, Le'inyin Shvua. And it's Moed Yitochin, it's the Ramban Lashitosa, the Ramban and Baba Basa, Daf Lamed Dalet, the Ran and Shvua, Daf Mem Hei, both say, B'mokom, you're not Machish in Eid Echad, he's Neman Kishnayim, Eid Echad on Shvua. If you're not machish Eid Echad, he's neman kishnayim klapi dilyanei shvua. As lefi zeh, then the Gemara is not asking a pircha. It's bechlal not an inyan. By Eid Echad, the Eid was made. You need a shvua lahachish es ha'edos. What does it have to do with Hadas Eidim? We are over there. There's no Eid being made of what you're being nishpah. That could be a hezber in the machloikas. That's the first step of the Gemara. The Gemara tries to learn it out of Eid Echad, and he either makes a pircha or a meina inyan. You can, because he's not being nishbal mashu mei. Ela amar papa asi migilgal shvua d'Eid Echad. Ma legilgal shvua d'Eid Echad, shekein shvua before the mach. As the Rav Papa says, we're learning out of Gilgul Shvua Deid Echad. And this Gemara Kipshutai is Gar Ashvera Gemara. What do you mean we're learning it out of Gilgul Shvua? L'choira, by Gilgul Shvua, the word is Yemachuyev Shvua, as Yemachayev him another Shvua. Gemara is going to ask, Mala Gilgul Shvua Deid Echad, Shekein Shvua Goyrera Shvua. What does it have to do with Hoidos Eidim, that by Hoidos Eidim, there is no Eidus? Gilgul Shvua is Gilgul Shvua. Yemachayev a Shvua, with Megalgal another Shvua from the first Shvua. Ubiyeser, the Ramban, and the Ritual learn, Lamaskana, we make the Tzara Shava out of Gilgul Shvua. What's the Hava Mina to compare it to Gilgul Shvua to Hoidos Eidim? By Hoidos Eidim, there is no Chiyev Shvua. The Yisoid of Gilgul Shvua, why is there a Shvua? There's any way a Chiyev Shvua, Rebbe one time said, they're in the Shvua box, so you can put him in and you can add as many Shvuas as you want. He's already doing the Shvua scene. Oh, no, you put him on, you do more. But my Indian like does Eidim. There's no Eidim. There's no Shvua. My Kama. Thus is the big Shaila. What's the Havamina of the Gemara? There's two ways of learning. Rav Asher goes ba'ayfen zeh. Rav Asher says that it's Muchach from this Gemara that the Havamina of Gilgul Shvua is this also a Trara? The Hainu? From the fact that in one Din Torah, I'm stronger than you, let's say, the Eid Echad, as klapi this $100, you mechuyev a Shvua, as in one Din Torah between the two of us, you see, I'm stronger than you, as that makes that in all the tainas that I have against you, it looks like I'm better than you. As Kilu Gilgul Shvua is also Mishum Adrara. And that would be Shaykh Bayadas Eidim. Bayadas Eidim is also Adrara. Now, in the Sefer, Nahum speaks very strongly against learning the Havamina that way. Even though Rav Nahum was the Baal Adrara, meaning he's the one that was Miyasid, that Shvua is Mishum Adrara, but when it came to this Gemara to say that when you have a din Torah with Eid Echad, it makes a drara on another din Torah. And Nahum really said with Harifus, you can't say like that. Abba didn't scare Rav Asher. Rav Asher did and does add Hayoim, learns the Gemara. That the Gemara means it's a drara. Just Rav Asher, like in later years, he touched it up and he says, you don't have to say it means we mamish have a chash meshaker on the guy. What, the guy was Meshaker in one Din Torah, as it means in his all his other Din Torahs, there's a Chash Meshaker, that's Taka Big Chiddush. But you could say it a little bit more Adin. You could say, being that in one Din Torah between these two guys, Reuven won, as that shows that Reuven is a more emistic guy. As we take it across into other Din Torahs, and we're always going to assume Reuven is a more emistic guy. As it makes it into more of a Tainach Shuk. That's the way Rav Asher wanted to learn. Yeah, and it's a big Chiddush, very big Chiddush. That's the way he wanted to explain. Rav Shmuel Rizovsky is the Shaila, and Rav Shmuel Rizovsky says, Gorin Jassan, he says that the Havamina was that Avada was Midin Gilgul. But the Gemara held by Hoidos Eidim, it's also Shaykh and Gilgul. Why? Because we had in Taisis in Ksubis Daf Yud Ches, and we had in the Taisis Arash on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph, that they say the Svara of the Shvuah of Moedim and Miksas is Gilgul. Gilgul from Mamid to Shvuah. As you see, the Musik of Gilgul is not only Klapi Shvuah. The musik of Gilgul is when there's a chiev, you could be megalgal on him another chiev. As the havamin of the Gemara was that you could be megalgal from a mamin to a shvua too. And it's mefurish in the Hemshech in the Ritva when he explains how lamaskana you learn it out of Gilgal Shvua. Itaka speaks it out. You're learning your megalgal from the moment to the Shvua, like Taisus and Ksubis. As the fee said, that's, and the Gemara is just making a pircha. It's an easier gilgal from Shvua to Shvua than from moment to Shvua, because it's a pircha. But maybe you can make a tzadasha. That's the second way of learning the Gemara. It's taka meduyik in the Ritva this way. The third way of learning the Gemara, Rav Shmuel said, according to the Rambam. To the Rambam, you could have a new pshat in the Gemara. And Rav Nochum learned this way with the Rambam also. As Havai, let's see Nakuda. The Rambam in Perik Aleph of Toyin V'Nitin, Halacha Yud Beis. The Rambam in Perik Aleph, Halacha Yud Beis, brings down the din of Gilgal Shvuah. Zog the Rambam. In order for there to be a Gilgal Shvuah, what happens? They walk into Beis Din. Okay? Brings Eid Echad, he's Mechayev a Shvuah. What's Gilgal Shvuah? Gilgal Shvuah means on any din Torah we have between the two of us, now I could be Megalgal. Shitas HaRambam is the Baal Dover has to be Toiveya a Gilgal. He has to walk in and say, I have this din Torah with this guy, I have the other din Torah with this guy, I want to be Megalgal a Shvuah on him. That Shitas HaRambam in Ilchus Toyim Benitin Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Beis, that you have to be Toiveya. The Shvuah is Gilgal. The Baal Dover has to be Taipei. The Rosh and the Namukya Yosef over here are Choylik on the Rambam. And they learned Gilgal Shvuah is a din in Bezdin. Bezdin is Baidik, all the din Tairas we have between these two fellows. And Bezdin is Megagal the Shvuah. You don't need a Tviya from the Baal Din. And they Taina Agimara is the Raya Keneged the Rambam. Why? Because our Gemara learns out Hoidos Eidim from Gilgal Shvuah. In Hoidos Eidim, the Baal Dover is not Taiveya the Shvuah. It's a regular Shvuah's Beis Din. The Eidim walk in, they say $50 is his, and Beis Din makes the Shvuah. There's no din by Hoidos Eidim that the Baal Dover has to be Taiveya the Shvuah. It's a regular Shvuah's Beis Din. As if we learn out it does, Eidim from Gilgal must be Gilgal as a din in Beis Din and not in the Baal Dover. Thus correct the Rosh and the Namukya Yosef on the Rambam. As how does the Rambam answer? Zok Rav Shmuel is another Rambam. A Rambam in Perikei Halacha Gimel. The Rambam says a guy came to Beis Din, he was Tevei Karko Metaltlin. But he's Mechayev a Shvuah on Mitzaltalim, as you could be Megalgel from the Mitzaltalim onto the Karka. Why? Because Hakol Taina Achas. Is when Hakol is Taina Achas, you could do a Gilgal. And over here, the Rambam doesn't say you have to be Teveya the Gilgal. Zakrib Shmuel and Rav Nochum, you see in the Rambam that there are two dinim Gilgal. There's Rambam Perik Aleph, when we're talking about two dinay Torah, they have no shaykhis to each other. And Rambam Perik Kei, when I call Taina Achas, it's one din Torah, and a chelik of the din Torah, Yimachayev Eshvua, you could do a Gilgal on the other one. As the Rambam will learn, the Gemara is going by Taina Achas. As by Taina Achas, over there you don't have to be Taiveya the Gilgal. Rav Nochum said, if it's one din Torah, then I could hear that when you're having a fight over Karka Metaltlim and the guy wins the Metaltlim, there's a Shvuah on the Metaltlim, I could hear it makes a Jerara clappy the rest of the din Torah, he's an Emesdika guy too. And there's a Chashash Meshaker on the rest of the din Torah. Oh. As over here, it's learning with the word of Jura, but we only use Jura when it's one din Torah. It's the same din Torah. I came in, I tied it, you owe me karka, you owe me metaltlin, I win a chelik of the din Torah, you machayev a shvua, as that shows that in the rest of the din Torah, I'm also saying emes. But to say that in every din Torah we ever had, you see, I'm an emes digga guy, that's a very big stretch. As the Fila Rambam, he'll learn the Gemara's only by Taina Achas, it's not Ipshan in the Ramban and the Rashi, in the Ritva, because they don't stress this point. Oh. Because that's the other way of learning the Gemara. As Lefi Rashi, the Maskana is Shvua Goyrere Shvua Enochinami. Rashi learns that Shvua is Goyrere Shvua, and Memele it's a Meinu Inyan, you can't learn it out. Of the Ramban and the Ritva learn the Maskana, you learn it out of Gilgul Shvua. What's the Shaila? The Shaila is how you gairis in the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Piv Yechiach. Ma le Piv, Shekein Eino Ba'achosha. Ein Echad Yechiach. Sheyesh Noi Ba'achosha, Mechai Ba'shua. Ma le Eid, Shekein Al Ma'ashe Meid Hu Nishpa. Ta'imra, Be'edel Al Ma'ashe Hu Meid, Kofer Hu Nishpa. As our gairis in the Gemara is gairis Rashi, that we're learning it out of regular Eid Echad. Girsis Ramban, and the Ritva is we're learning it out of Eid Echad B'Gilgul Shvua. As it's a machlokes Rashi and the Ramban, the Maskana, what are you learning out the Tzad HaShava from? You're learning it out from regular Eid Echad, and you could learn it out because it's just the Pircha, or you're learning it out of Eid Echad B'Gilgul Shvua. And that's Shekein Shvua Garer Shvua is just a Pircha. That's Shittas Ramban. Shitas Rashi, Shvua Gerer Shvua is a main Inyan. You can't learn it out b'chlal, you're learning it out of regular Eid Echad. My nafkamina, if you learn it out of regular Eid Echad, or if you learn it out of Eid Echad, b'gilgul Shvua, zog the base alevi, ashena nafkamina. Gilgul Shvua, there is no din of mitoich. Eid Echad is a din of mitoich. As when you're learning out Haidas Eidim, do you say on the Shvua of Haidas Eidim, Mitoich? It's totally where you learn it out from. If you learn out of regular din Eid Echad, regular din, Moedim and Mixas, as Eid Echad and Moedim and Mixas is a din of Mitoich. As Haidas Eidim, that's learned from it, has a din of Mitoich. If you learn it out of Moedim and Mixas, and Gilgul Shvua, by Gilgul Shvua, they're most Rishonim hold, there's no din of Mitoich, as by Haidas Eidim, there won't be a din of Mitoich. That's the Beis Halevi is Miyaseh. That's the Nafgamina Ladina between Rashi and the Ramban, where the Malamed is. What are the Nafgamina Ladinas? Okay. Thus is the beginning part of the Gemara. The Gemara then winds up. So what's the Maskana? The Gemara, you learn it out with its Tzad HaShava. As we have a very interesting question for the Oyvah. Need help. Reb Chiya started the Memra, and he said it's a Kal V'Chomer. The Maskana at the end says it's a Tzad HaShava. As what are we doing? We're erasing the Memra of Reb Chiya? What's going on here? Hare Reb Chiya himself said Kal V'Chomer. The Gemara at the end says, no, there's a Pircha on the Kal V'Chomer. As we're learning it out of the Tzad HaShava. So why did Reb Chiya say a Kal V'Chomer? What does the Olam?
We wouldn't have the Tzad HaShava without all the Kavachomer.
Why not? Yeah, you need both of them together. You don't even need a Kavachomer. Tzad HaShava is a Bamem Metzino, double.
I mean, Tal Zer Senech on the small Shtemuti.
What?
Tal Zer Senech on the small Shtemuti.
As he wants the taina, maybe in our sugya, you need the koyach of the kal v'chomer because of the ishtamut. He wants the taina here. So, good. It's a gishmak, a svara. If you only found this in our sugya, as then it would be a local answer like he's answering. But the problem is, you find this in other sugyas too. A famous sugya in Kedushin. Hey Amid Beis. Chuppah makes Kedushin with a Kal V'Chaymeh. The Gemara asks a Pircha, and the Gemara says, Sad HaShaveh. Why do you start off with a Kal V'Chaymeh? If anyway, at the end of the day, you're going to come up with a Sad HaShaveh. Baba Kama, Daf Hey Amid Beis. The Mishnah, Loi Roi Zeh Ki Roi Zeh. The Mishnah tries to learn out every Mazik from the other Mazik. Rashi says, with a Kal V'Chaymeh. And then you make a pircha and it's a sad hashavah. So why did Rashi start off with the Kal V'Chaymeh? Now there are other sugyas also. We tried picking the sugyas in the that the Olam learned first Seder. But there are other sugyas in Jas that do this too. As what's going on? Why are we starting off with the Kal V'Chaymeh? At the end of the day, the Kal V'Chaymeh is not going to work. As the Shlach HaKadosh in Torah Shabbat Peh asked the question, but we found a Chedushei HaRan in Chulin, Daf Kuf Tez Vov, that asked the Shaila, and the Chedushei HaRan in Chulin says a Gevaldige Chedush. It's a Maila to start off with a Kal V'Chaymeh, even when you have a Pircha. I know we could have thought, when you have a Pircha on a Kal V'Chaymeh, is the pshat, the Kal V'Chaymeh is not a Kal V'Chaymeh, Chaveh Pircha. No. Pshat in a Pircha means the Kal V'Chaymeh is a good Kal V'Chaymeh. Oh, it's not Pircha. As Lu Yeh you have it Tzad HaShaveh, still the Kal V'Chaymeh is Kayim, and it's a higher Yalfusa. It's not just the Bameh Matzilu, it has the Koyach of a Kal V'Chaymeh. Gor and Jusam. You have to know what it is, but that's what the Chedushei HaRan says. The Tumim, maybe in Sadik Dalit, one of the places over there, makes the Diyuk also, and he wants to say that what Reb Chiya is coming to say is what is the Ike Yalfusa. When you have it Tzad HaShaveh, you can learn, okay, I'm learning out of both of them equally. He says, no, Reb Chiya is coming to say, the Iker is the Kal V'Chaymeh from Moedim and Miksas. The other one is just the Yechiach on the Kal V'Chaymeh to show it's a good, the Pircha is not a Pircha. But the Iker Yalfusa is the Moedim and Miksas. Okay. As that's a Tchilas Tavar, tomorrow Bez Hashem will be Mashlem, the Inyan Yosef. That's the Tchilas Tavar, that there's a Gevaldi Yadir. Why does Reb Chiya say Kal V'Chaymeh? At the end of the day, we're going to come up, it's a Tzad HaShaveh, it's not really a Kal V'Chaymeh. As we see that even the Maskana, that Kal V'Chaymeh is still going strong. Okay, now let's see the places. Eid Echad Yechiyach Sheyeshnoi Ba'choshe Ba'azama. Top places. Shapa Goriz Hocha U Ba'azama. Kibin Ja Yidei Hazama Diburai Batum. Because Ayidei Azama, he's coming to answer a stira. The Gemara over here says, Eid Echad Yechiyach Sheyeshnoi Ba'choshe Ba'azama, and the Gemara later on says it's not Ba'azama as a stira in the Sugya. Zem for Tosfos, the first Gemara in the beginning says Yeshnoi Ba'azama means there's Bitula Eidos. Bitula Eidos you have Vayaneda. But the second thing that you do, Kasha Zomam, that you don't have by your Eid Echad. So the Gemara later on is talking about the Oynish, and the Gemara over here is talking about the Bittul Eidos. That's the Shailav Taisus, the Stira in Gemara, and that's the Teretz. Zog Taisus, why don't you do it? Ki ma she'ed eni mishalim kishu muzim eno chumra, elafisha meidusa eni mechayiv momen. He's only mechayiv eshvua. As therefore, it's not Shayech Kasha Zama. As let's say it's a Kasha. Why don't you do Kasha Zama on a Shrua? Taisa says when you're made on a Shrua, it's not Shayech Kasha Zama. Why don't you do Kasha Zama on a Shrua? What does the Olam say? Okay. Maybe one mahalach. Does the Olam have another mahalach? Huh?
What should
he say? Oh! Taina derach on the side of the Gemara Vishlay, but when there's a din taira, kilo, you owe me $100, he's saying you don't owe me $100. You make a shvua, I don't owe you money. But over here, Adim Zayma coming and being Machai saying, do you warrant it? What are you going to do? Shu, you want, what are you making a shvua? Pas nishkin shvua. That is what the Rach says. However, Rav Asher wanted to add, Behelim Divrei the Rach, you could have also said like he wanted to tie. In the Sugya Makis on Daf Hey, we saw that the Gemara says you do Kasha Zaman by Nisa, Malkis, and Momin, and there's the Alfusa for each one because it's an Oynish. As maybe the Gemara held, Chiyav Shvuah is not an Oynish. It's not Shayach Kasha Zaman. Oh. Azog Taisis, and the Eid's Machayav Shvuah, he's not Machayav Shvuah. So Mela, it's not Shayach Kasha Zomam on a Shrua. Taina Dixois in Lamed Ches, Sif Kotten Hey, Agarin Jusan Deshaila on Taisis. Taisis says it's not Shayach and Eid Echad should be Machayiv Mamin. It's Nishtemes. If the Eid Echad is made on a Choshid, Taina, somebody who is Choshid Lishvua. He made a Shvua in Bezdin once and he lied. And he's a proven liar. As he walks into Bezdin, he knows when he's going to be Meir and Mechayiv this guy Shvua, he's going to be Chayiv Mamin. Because he's Mr. Choshed, he's Mr. Gangster, he's a liar, he swears. Everyone knows that. As when he walks into Bezdin and he's Meir on Mr. Choshed, he knows he's going to be Mechayiv Mamin. As what does Taisa say, Echad can't be Mechayiv Mamin? If he's made on a choshed that he's chayiv shvua, that's being mechayiv imamin. Zog de ksois enochinami. Lefi toisis, I see a chiddush. It's meduyik in toisis, in such a tzir. The eid echad, you would say kasha zamam, and you would be mechayiv imamin. Chayin is meduyik in the rach. He says there's no chayiv imamin, because it's not shayiv. And the Ksai says, Velibi Mahasis, because the Lashon of the Torah is Belashon Rabim. The Lashon that says Kasha Zomam is talking about Edim. Belashon Rabim, as Mashma, that the Parsha of Kasha Zomam was only said by Edim, by two Edim, not by Eid Echad. So Mela, his Liba is not so full with it. Also, we don't find anyone brings this halacha down. The Maisa, there's a little bit of a hara on the Ksais. So why is the Gemara saying that it's less of a Azama? You don't have a Einish Azama. You do. And it's here where you made it on a Choshit. Yeah. A little bit of a Shverish Ayla on the Ksais. As the Eilam wants to tie on the Ksais, that this Ksais' Shaila is Tali on what the Gedder of Mitoich is. Is the Gedder of Mitoich that your Mechuyiv Shvuah and if you don't make a shvua, there's another chiyuv mamin, or is the gather of mitoich that it's meikre dine hashvua? As lemashal, the Nachal Yitzchak, the Yitzchak Elchanan inspector, brings from the Rosh, the Ravid, the Baba Kama, Daf Memvav, and other places, that the only time you say mitoich she'enu yochel lishova mishalem is by any by a havile lameda, when he should have known. We're talking about a shema, the guy should have known it, and he doesn't, then he says, Mitoich she'enu yochel lishova mishalem. But by yorshim, that they have no way of knowing what happened, you don't say, Mitoich she'enu yochel lishova mishalem. As over there, it's muchach, you need him to be a kilu pesheya, he should have known, and he doesn't know. There's a reyes on his taina. Peshe is maybe strong. There's a reyes on his taina. Why didn't you know? Because you don't know when you're supposed to know. We say mitaych. As that mitaych is another din, because you didn't know what you're supposed to know. As that's not machmas the eidecha. That's a din of mitaych. As if Taisis will learn like these rishayim, will have a geshmaka hezber, why Taisis over there holds that you don't say kasha zamam, because it's not the Eid Echad that's Mechayiv the Mitoich. The Eid Echad's Mechayiv the Shvuah. And when the guy doesn't know what he's supposed to know, אז then he's mechayev mamon. That's not the aid echad. Or mitreich is another din. However, this is all very good for people who learn daf dalet amid aleph, and when they get up to daf hey, they don't remember what they learned. But when you get up to Tosis on daf hey, you see that Tosis is the baal member of the shita. Mitreich is because the ikir chiyuv shvuah is o yishave o yishave. As they're coming to say, Tosis holds like the shita is that mitreich is not mitzad the ikir chiyuv shvuah. The ikir chiyuv shvuah, mitreich is nachadin. Is nachadin. Very nice for dalid amid aleph. Oh, but you come to hay, and oi, places over there says that the din of mitoich is a din in the etzim chiyav shvua, because the etzim chiyav shvua is oi yishava, oi mishalem. As l'chayra, the taisis is on the wrong side of the coin, and taisis over here is what the taisis is asking on. Unless you'll say, even in taisis, it says it's mi'ikrei din ha-shvua, oh, but still another din. Still not machmas de edechot. The main Lord, you wouldn't say kasha zama of the edechot. Das is shoyin gewaldiga chidish. Yeah. Okay. As the Xais was no Nairish person. He knew the hakira of mitoich. But when he asked the question, it's because he knew Tais is on daf hey. He didn't bring it. Okay. It was obvious you'll get there soon. That's what he's asking, that L'chayra Taisis Shiva is Mitoich is Machmas the Iker Chiyim Shvua, as it's Machmas the Eid Echad. Okay. Ad Kan Divrei HaKsais. HaKsais handles on Taisis from Mitoich. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Zayin is from another Risha, the Rambam. I know Agamara says Eid Echad's lesser Ba'azama, as the Ksois Tain is, he found a Tzir of Hazama, Mitoich. The Minchas Chinuch says, I found another Tzir of Hazama. The Rambam says like this, the Halacha is an Isha, who her husband is Choshesh, and she's Mezaneh, as he's Mekaner, he tells her not to be Misyachid with a man. And then if he brings Edim, that she was Misyachid with a man, Stira, Kinoi Vestira, she's Aser to her husband. She has to drink Mei Saita in the Beis HaMikdash. If an Eid Echad comes afterwards and says, I know she was Zinsa, meaning after there was a Kinoi and a Stira, an Eid Echad comes and says, I know this lady was Mezane, the Eid Echad is believed. Even though it's a Dovah Sheba Erva, Vein Eid Echad Nemon by a Dovah Sheba Erva, but there's a Xeris HaKosim, after Kinoi Vestira, an Eid Echad is Neman. Zog the Rambam, if the Eid Echad is found, Kasha Zomam, he was found to be an Eid Zoymim, he has to pay the Ksuba. Because he would have been Mafsid the Ksuba. Frek the Minchas Chinuch on Agamara. Agamara says that, not the beginning, the later Gemara, and Tosis explains it, that Eid Echad is Eina Ba'azama, means that there is no Einish of Kasha Zaman by Eid Echad, and Tosis and the Rach explain, because there's only a Chiyav Shvua, but I found Eid Echad that's Chayiv Mamin. Thus is the big Shaila, the Minchas Chinuch airs on the Rambam. Does anyone want to try to answer this question? It's okay, the Minchas Chinuch doesn't answer it either. But does someone maybe want to... Oh. Oh. He's tiny and good. He's tiny, it's b'yisoydes dika cholik, that which an Eid Echad is neman l'shvua, where an Eid Echad is neman over there. Why? Because Eid Echad is neman for shvua, because an Eid Echad is believed in shvua. You don't need to aid him by shvua. But over there, it's a dover shebe'erba. A dover shebe'erba needs aidim. When the Torah was maimon at Eid Echad, the pshat is because over here the Torah gave an emunis of Eidim to an Eid Echad. As he's Neman Eidim, not midin eid echad. Over there, the eid echad is neman kishnayim. As that's not the regular nemanis of eid echad. The Gemara is talking about the level of nemanis of eid echad, which is by shvua, yisurim, where an eid echad is neman. But over there, the halacha is you always need shnei eidim. Just la'acher kinu vestira, the Torah gave an emunis of two eidim to an eid echad. As over there, it's a different level of nemanis. As an eid echad is einoi ba'chasha u'ba'azama. And of course, he meant to bring a raya from the Gemara in Saita, that the Gemara in Saita says, when eid echad is meyed, that she's nitma and bezdin asers, and it's ba another eid echad to be machish, the eid echad is not nemon ba'chasha. Because kiven she'emina is a eid harishon, and they made a psak al piv, he's kishnayim. As if another eid echad comes later on and says he was lying, he's not believed. As you see, the Tairu is maimin the first eid kishnayim. My nafkamina, second eid, can't be makishim. Now you need two eidim to be makishim. As you see over there, the Tairu gave the nemanis of kishnayim. Thus is a gishmak, a teretz on the min haschino. You can say it over by Yeshiva Brachos. Okay, thus is a teretz on the min haschino. Okay, as thus is chelik aleph of the Gemara. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll learn the tzad hashoveh. This is a grace alimu. There's Rashi's pshat, the Tosis's pshat, and the Rishon's pshat. That tomorrow the Ikalimur is the time.